So if you think of the story of now as being describing the challenges that you face, reminding yourselves of the challenges, but then also lifting up the sources of hope that you have. And those sources of hope that, you know, that meant that you confronted the difficulties of coming here, those sources of hope. And then in the middle, what choice you might want to call on others to join you in making. I mean, perhaps you'll decide you want to commit to talking to one another every month after you go back, or sharing your experience, or whatever it could be. But a story of now, then, is what's the challenge, what's the source of hope, and what's the action we have to take now to embrace that hope to confront the challenge. Now, the reality is that to fully develop a story of now, you need a strategy. And we've been talking all about the motivational side. We haven't been talking about the strategic side. Now, by strategy, I mean a plan, a way to translate resources you have into the capacity you need to get what you want. And so the strategy side is all about building capacity and determining pathways. So when you're actually in a leadership situation, you're developing your story, but you're also developing your strategy at the same time. And so where they come together is in the story of now. Because the story of now is not only what's the challenge and where's the hope, but is join me in this action that opens a pathway to the future through which we can embrace the hope. In the Obama example, the challenge was the terrible conditions in the United States. The hope was the people themselves. And the action, the strategy was, join me in electing John Kerry president. You know, so there was a very clear pathway to realize the hope. So it isn't only be hopeful, it's be hopeful by taking this action. That's where the now is. Now, the foundation for the action is back in the us. It's in the values that we share. And I'm entitled to stand here and call on you to join me because my experience gives me the foundation for that, and that's the story of self. So in a sense, the whole thing is driven by the story of now. That's the purpose. But for me to be able to make claims on others, I have to establish my authenticity, and that's what the self is, and then the us. Does this make sense? Is this now? In Obama's case, he tells about himself, then he brings in the values shared by Americans, then the challenge, the hope, and the choice. That's how he does it. We're going to look at another example, and this example is. Well, let me say one other thing. A lot of times, those of us involved in activism focus so much on reminding each other how bad things are that we forget that action depends on also being able to bring some hope to it. I know it happens a lot. In my experience, hope is really the spark that lights the flame. Because just talking about how bad things are just gets us more and more and more depressed and angry. And so we have to be as good at inspiring hope as we do at inspiring anger. Because if we're not also good at inspiring hope, then we paralyze people. And that's so hard. I don't have to tell you with what you've been through in the last couple of years. More than that, but I mean thinking particularly of the more recent history. But it's also the most precious thing that we, if we lose it, then we've lost the whole thing. So this is an example of a story of now. And it's an interesting example because the now is an action that is taken right then and there. This took place in 1911 in South Africa. This was when Gandhi was in South Africa and was a lawyer before he started dressing the way he came to dress later. And he was just starting out, just learning how to be a leader. And in South Africa, they had passed a law that required all Indians to register. And this registration put them in a whole other class of citizenship. And it didn't discriminate between Muslims and Hindus. It was like all Indians, that was it. And so the community had to decide how to respond to this. And so there was a big meeting called at the Gaiety Theater. And this was one of Gandhi's first. Now, this is Ben Kingsley. It's not Gandhi. But it's a pretty good representation, we think. So take a look at this and see how he reminds people of the challenge. See where he draws hope. And then focus on what the choice is he's asking people to make and how he's asking them to make it.